Interacting in conflicts. This is a space for learning and growth within a dynamic and ever-changing world. We're learning to integrate with and interact within the new paradigm, New Earth. We acknowledge that to be part of such a world means learning to be with one another in spaces where we share mixed identities, culture, race, gender, spirituality, language, sexuality, ability, etc. And as we learn to be in such spaces, conflict may arise. We don't aim to create conflict, but conflicts arise within a community. I recognize that this may create a significant amount of discomfort and perhaps hesitancy in not wanting to do or say the wrong thing, but this is an excellent opportunity to explore your beliefs around perfection and not making mistakes. The following is how we approach conflicts here. In the case it comes to light that you've intentionally or unintentionally caused harm, a group moderator will first send you the link to these values and guidelines and may ask you to examine the action in question. It's important to be aware of the potential harm we may cause by ignoring or dismissing certain realities. This is sometimes referred to as bypassing. This is another way to perpetuate harm, and we center healing here. We give grace, compassion, and understanding around making mistakes. We don't prioritize perfection. We must be willing to show up messy and vulnerable, which means allowing others to show up that way too. We get to make mistakes. Confronting ourselves and our reality can get highly uncomfortable, i.e. cringeworthy. Leading from the understanding that we're allowed to make mistakes may soften the blow when we make them. Sometimes when we make mistakes, we cause harm. This is life. When harm is caused through our mistakes, we own these mistakes and take accountability. This is part of our collective healing. We deprioritize our comfort around how we believe a conflict should be resolved for the sake of healing and in service of the world we want to create. We aim to call in rather than call out. We call in to examine the potential harm so we can learn and heal together. See this linked talk, Don't Call People Out, Call Them In, or this book, see linked book, by Loretta J. Ross for more on this topic. With the above in mind, we handle conflicts in public for two reasons. Because the spaces we create at Intuition Immersion School are learning spaces, we don't take conflict out of the group because this will always be an opportunity for us to learn. Dealing with conflicts together is how we learn to be in mixed spaces while also learning how to not perpetuate harm. As a result, this also becomes a healing space. We prioritize the healing of people who have been harmed over the comfort of the person who inflicted the harm, whether intentional or not, because we believe impact is greater than intention. If this feels uncomfortable, please review the Interacting with Others guidelines.